MichaelRoizen.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that helps you take control of your health so that you can live at the top of the curve for as long as you want to. We're here with David P. Willis. Mr. Willis is a reporter. The website is ATP.com. And the reason we got him is he wrote this, what I would call, brilliant article on the scams of Zika and what really does work. And he's done more research on this than I know of anyone. So let's go right to David. David, thank you for coming on. And tell us, where's Zika? Where do we have to worry about Zika? We know it's in Miami. We've heard of it being, obviously, more than 1,000 cases this last week alone in Puerto Rico, 28 in Miami-Dade area. Will it get to the rest of the country? What areas will it get to?
Hi, Dr. Mike. How are you? Well, thank you. The Zika virus is pretty much around the Florida area and in the Caribbean islands. I mean, where I am up here in New Jersey, it's mostly travel-related cases where people have gone out of the country and then come back and found to have it. And but I would say that really is in the really warm climates near other centers. So the mosquitoes are making their way to places like Florida, as you mentioned.
Now, as I understand it, there are two brands of Aedes mosquitoes, two genres of Aedes mosquitoes. The Aegypti, which also carries a number of other things, such as dengue fever, but there's a more ubiquitous Aedes genre that comes all the way up through New Jersey, through New York, through Connecticut, Massachusetts, even Ohio, and much of California that can also carry this virus. So many of us are at risk. And when in the second segment, I'm going to ask you what you would do if someone forced you to take a Caribbean vacation or a Puerto Rican vacation now.
Sure.
But let's talk about what does work. What can you do to prevent a mosquito bite? And do they prevent all mosquitoes or just the Aedes mosquitoes? Or
the Centers for Disease Control recommends using a skin applied insect repellent that's been registered with the EPA. And what that means is that the repellent has been tested. So oftentimes when you see a mosquito repellent that says that it's natural or all natural, that might not mean that the efficacy of the repellent has been proven by science. So what the mosquito folks have told me is that what you're really looking for is a repellent that contains ingredients such as DEET, which is a powerful insecticide, and it should have at least a 30% formulation on it, and it should say that on the label.
So 30% formulation of DEET, and you put it right on the skin.
You put it right on the skin.
Closed areas.
Correct. You put it on the skin.
Closed areas.
Yes.
Where do you put it?
Well, you could put it on your hands. You could put it on your arms. You could put it on your neck. You know, on your
any
places where mosquitoes will bite
you. Face.
You could put it on your face as well. You shouldn't use it on infants less than 2 months of age. And you.
That's because the infants that DEET does have some, if you will, side effects both in perhaps stimulating abnormal cell formation and also inhibiting neurologic development. Is that right?
That would make sense to me. I mean, there are other methods. There are other things you can use. You can have repellent that has a picardin, which is a synthetic derivative of pepper plants. That has a 20% formulation you should get, and that can repel mosquitoes and ticks and other insects.
So you put that on the clothes or on the skin itself?
You put
too?
That on the skin too, I believe. You know,
and now,
I mean, you could also put it on your skin, but you really need to make sure that open areas of skin are covered.
So you don't want, so you want to cover all the open areas with either Picardin or DEET, 30%
yes.
DEET, 20% Picardin.
Yes.
Now, what about these essential oils? I've seen essential oils, oil of eucalyptus and citronella advertised,
well,
and even in these spray, little spray cans. Do those
sure.
work to keep mosquitoes at bay?
I mean, it's oil of lemon eucalyptus, which is a natural product. That would have a 40% formulation. I don't think, in order to really make sure that you don't have mosquito bites, you need to actually apply it to your skin. You know, actually apply it, from what I've been told.
And now, how thick does the clothing you wear? In other words, mosquitoes, I've been told, do bite or can bite through clothing.
Sure.
How thick do you have to have that?
I'm not so sure. I don't quite have the answer to that. But you know, there's nothing wrong with applying the spray on your clothes to kind of make sure that it's repelled. But the key is to make sure that you have that EPA and certified repellent and not something else that might not do what you
now,
want to do.
Is there, you know, I was told there also is a mechanical fogger that is something that puts out CO2, and somehow the mosquitoes sense the CO2 and go towards it and then can be electrified, if you will, or eradicated that way. Does that work?
I've been told to kind of avoid those types of things, you know, I would need to see proof that it works, to be honest. I mean, I know that there are, you know, there are mosquito control agencies that do spray with insecticide, and you have to stay in your house, and they put out warnings and that type of thing. But in terms of other kinds of foggers or, you know, I've heard about other methods of keeping mosquitoes away. I'm not sure how much those would work. I do know that there are candles and things like that that have had some efficacy. But in terms of electrifying them, and I would be kind of wary.
Gotcha. Now, the Zika virus, we know it causes, during pregnancy, it appears to attach to nervous system tissue preferentially and decrease reproduction of that tissue, that is, growth of those tissues, which cause microencephalopathy or microcephalopathy,
yeah.
Which decreases the size of the brain growth. But it also is associated with Guillain-Barré and some other problems in adults. Are those, do you know, are those reversible?
I do not know. I'm a consumer reporter, so I'm kind of able to help with kind of ways that people can protect themselves, but I'm not so sure on the medical side of things.
Okay, well, when we come back, I'll give you my take on that, and then we'll also talk about, from a consumer reporter standpoint, if you're planning a Caribbean vacation next year, or if you're planning to go to the South, even this year, what would you do if you're going? Would you continue that, or would you say, this year I'm going to take a skiing vacation or try and avoid warm weather areas in the winter? And what do you expect to come back from the Olympics? Who do you expect to have been bitten or has contracted Zika? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with David Willis, app.com.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're with David P. Wells, the consumer reporter who's done this great work on what does work and what doesn't work for Zika prevention, for mosquito bite prevention. If you look at the maps, and CDC has some great maps out on the range of vectors, there are two mosquitoes, Aedes aegypti, that carry it. And most of us believe, by the way, most of us who have studied mosquito vector disease, they spread wherever that mosquito does pretty well. And they do that because gusts of winds come up, and although the mosquito may only go 150 meters normally, when a gust of wind comes up, it travels wherever the wind takes it. And they're pretty promiscuous in having relationships that yield new mosquitoes with other mosquitoes, if you will, so other of their branches. So the Aedes aegypti, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, the bottom half of Ohio, Wisconsin, Virginia, gets New Jersey, gets into Connecticut, gets the tip of Pennsylvania, gets, of course, New York City, Arizona, half of California, New Mexico, all of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas, and into Missouri and Kansas. On the other hand, the Aedes albopictus, way up into Ohio, looks like it even gets to Cleveland, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, New Mexico, Arizona, and the same part of California. So I suppose if I was planning a vacation and I were in the pregnancy-bearing ages or thinking about getting pregnant, I'd avoid those states in the summer and probably try and take a vacation in the winter where the cold was more common, where the mosquito wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. David? Mike, I was talking to a local person up here in New Jersey a couple months ago who I tried to help get her flight, reimbursed by the airline because she was so frightened about going to Caribbean Island during the Zika virus. And luckily, she was able to get her refund because the CDC put that island on the list of where there were actual Zika cases. One of the first things I'd do is, before I left on that vacation, I would go around the house, go around my property, and make sure that I didn't have any standing water around so that I wouldn't have a mosquito infestation when I returned from my break. But I would also check, you mentioned that CDC website, I would check there to see what might await me. And I'd also come loaded with repellent. You know, if you're not worried about, getting pregnant or in a relationship where that might happen, you might be okay just to go and enjoy yourself, but make sure you're really well covered.
Long clothes?
I would wear clothes. I mean, I would wear clothes before Zika when I'm going out and I'm out in the in the woods and I'd have sleeves on and wouldn't be wearing shorts in the woods for ticks. I mean, just that kind of thing. I think it's all about just kind of having your head on your shoulders and kind of being smart about things.
And now, one of the things you said is ticks. So a lot of the country has ticks, and is DEET the repellent that works for them as well?
Well, I think I was told that the Picardin works for ticks too. I would think DEET would as well. I mean, these give you about 4 hours of protection. So I would think that they would that would work too. But yeah, you wear light clothes and so you can see the ticks on you when you're coming back home
now,
again.
One of the things that attracted me to your article was that, and again, it's app.com. David P. Willis is the consumer reporter. But one of the things that attracted me to that article was that you talked about the scams that don't work. That is the FCC, I think it is the FCC, maybe it's the CDC, has put out data on these things that don't work as mosquito repellents or preventing Zika. Tell us about those.
Sure. Well, you know, the FTC has made charges, recently had a settlement with a company that made deceptive claims when it marketed these mosquito bands, which you would put on your wrists. They contained some kind of mint oil and created a vapor barrier that shielded people within 5 feet from mosquito bites and would provide 120 hours of protection. The thing is, these claims are not scientifically supported. So recently, the FTC sent out some letters to 10 online marketers warning them that their Zika protection claims must be supported by reliable scientific evidence. And so you need to be really careful when you look for different things. There have been dryer sheets that have been said that they're going to, that would help repel mosquitoes. There have been electric barriers and all sorts of things. So you really need to, before you spend money, you got to really be careful about what you're about to buy, because you might get ripped off and it might not work. So what's the point, right?
Now, the mosquito nets do work. Is that right?
Mosquito nets would be fine. I'm talking about these net. It's like a barrier where they say that there's either a vapor or some kind of electric force field or magnetic field, or, you know, that a magnetic field would repel the mosquito, or it makes the sound of dragonfly wings, which are the enemies of mosquitoes. I mean, all that types of stuff I've been told is just nonsense and unproven. You're really looking for ways of preventing mosquito bites that are proven by science, I think.
And that's one of the keys, that the work you have done shows that 30% DEET and 20% Picardin are really good to put on.
Yeah,
and
those are
the other things. I am a strong believer, by the way, that in addition to being dangerous for pregnant people, since we know that our nervous systems are plastic now, continue to grow and get bigger or get more connections with time, that our memories are stored, that's probably the genesis of some of the Guillain-Barré and other problems in adults, and that this new mutation of the Zika virus is hazardous to all of us. So I urge you to take precaution with getting rid of the standing water, load yourself up with repellent and use it, and wear long clothes. We'll be right back after these messages for you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, podcast 400 coming up, and we have a great guest for you, two guests.